From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emily Aiken. Missouri's Lieutenant Governor is heading up a group that's looking up whether Hyperloop technology could come to the Show Me State. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, officials are looking at whether the technology is can't-miss opportunity or fantasy.
The Hyperloop is a proposed transportation system that moves people or freight at very fast speeds. Keogh says he gets two reactions from people about it. It's either really cool or totally ridiculous. But as the head of a panel looking into the technology, Keogh says there's plenty of good reasons for Missouri to examine this potential form of transportation.
We have a lot of firsts under our belt in Missouri when it comes to innovation and transportation, and this may not ever be something that materializes, but I don't think we can turn our back on it either.
The Hyperloop Task Force is expected to hold hearings in Jefferson City, St. Louis, and Kansas City. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Hundreds of homes have flooded in northwest Missouri after the Missouri River overtopped and breached several levees following heavy rain and snowmelt upstream. Polk County Emergency Management Director Tom Bullock said Monday that many homes are inundated with 6 to 7 feet of water. He says one couple was rescued by a helicopter. The Missouri Department of Transportation reports about 100 flood-related road closures. The National Weather Service says the river should crest Thursday in St. Joseph, Missouri, as it is the third highest level on record. The lead public defender in St. Charles County says a new mobile phone app he helped design could reduce the need for cash bail. Rachel Lippman has more on FreeCog, which won the Global Legal Hackathon in St. Louis.
Michael Sotto worked with a team of five programmers to build FreeCog. It's meant to give defendants charged with low-level crimes a way to use smartphones to fulfill pretrial requirements like checking in with the court or proving they've completed classes like anger management. Sotto says it could keep low-income defendants from sitting behind bars simply because they can't make bail.
I think there are a lot of judges in a lot of cases who really don't care about the cash that they're securing against the defendant's release. They just want to make sure they come back to court, and they want to make sure that they have an incentive to do so. And this would provide that.
Sotto and his team will know by March 25th whether they have advanced to the hackathon finals, but he says regardless of whether they advance in competition, they formed a nonprofit to get the app built. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Stevens College's Citizen Jane Film Festival is canceled. The Columbia Missourian reports that the festival published an open letter saying Stevens College may offer programs in the future still connected to the Citizen Jane brand, such as increased opportunities for funded student film production, a focused film series, and internships. The Citizen Jane team promised in the letter to continue to provide updates on the future of the festival. I'm Emily Aiken, KBIA News, Columbia.